It is on behalf of the US Congressman Jim McDermott. Mr. McDermott is the congressman for the 7th District, which includes Capitol Hill and Polish Home, that is Polish Cultural Center in Seattle. And he has been a supporter of Polish causes, notably supporting the visa waiver program that we all wait for, you know, for the opposed to be able to come to the United States without a visa. And he also made it possible for interns from Poland to work at his office. Congressman?
Thank you very much. I want to begin by thanking Teresa Davis for her efforts on behalf of the Polish community. I was surprised when I realized that this was the first time that the Polish community had had a festival here in Seattle Center. I know about the Heritage group, and I know that the Italians are over there at the Seattle Center, and I thought to myself, why is it taking so long? So I'm glad to see it starting, and I'm honored to be here at the first, at the opening of the very first time. I'll be back. I was born in Chicago, which of course you all know is the second largest Polish city in the world. We had some people across the street named Rzowski who cooked Polish food and did the whole thing. And I used to ask my mother, why don't you go over and learn from Mrs. Rzowski how to make those paruszkis and all the things that I see out here in the food stalls. Your culture is a wonderful one. And I had the opportunity in the Congress to visit both Warsaw and Krakow. In 1990, right after the wall fell. So I saw Poland at the time that it was just emerging from the Soviet domination. I recently read a book which is apropos of this event. This is a part of the next 50 years at Seattle Center. You know, we had a festival in 1962, and this is 50 years later to look at where we've been and where we're going. I recently read a book by George Friedman called The Next 100 Years. And he says in it that Poland will be one of the three countries that the United States has a very strong relationship with. Turkey, Poland, and Japan. And it's a fascinating book in the sense of most people, if you ask them those three most important countries in the next 100 years, they would not name those three countries. But in fact, Poland is emerging rapidly from what they were experiencing under the Soviets, and they are really leading Europe, and certainly leading Central Europe. This morning I got up and I was thinking about what I'm going to say today, and I thought about Tadeusz Kościuszko, and I thought, I better read about him. And so I went to my computer, my iPad, and I opened it up, and I couldn't think how to spell Kościuszko. So I tried every way I could think of that it might be spelled. Finally, I picked up the phone and I called Mike Waski, who I think is probably somewhere here in the audience, about 7:45, and said, spell Kościuszko for me. So he did. But you know, Kościuszko was very important to this country. He was the engineer that developed all the fortifications for the Revolutionary Army. Had it not been for him, there are many battles that we would have lost, because he picked the right spot and put up fortifications that helped. So there was a long history of Polish involvement in the United States. He was a good friend of Thomas Jefferson. And it's important for people to know, because I think sometimes we forget and all this talk about immigrants and all that sort of thing, that people forget we were all immigrants once. Practically speaking, everybody came from somewhere else. And everybody has contributed to this country. And everybody has brought things, and it's important for you to keep the dances up and keep the language and keep the food and all of that as a part of becoming e pluribus unum. Out of many, we become one. This country is made up of immigrants, and the Poles have played a very important part of that. There's a trade group coming in this month from Poland. And next month, the Boeing company is going to deliver the first Dreamliner to Luck Airlines. So there's a tie that's going on, and there are Polish engineers and Polish doctors all through this city who have played a major part in what has gone on. You should be very proud of yourself. That's why it was important when some people came from the community and they said, would you sign on to the bill that would make it visa easy to come into this country? Why do we have to have a visa coming from Poland? And I was glad to sign on because I think that you certainly are no enemies, as the council said. You are not enemies of the United States. You don't have to be screened. So I thought that it ought to be that when the door was open for Polish people to come and visit. Now I have... One last thing to say here. This is a town that is a sucker nut town, as you know. The Sounders are doing very well, and we have the biggest crowds in the whole United States. We have a wonderful team, and this is the scarf of the Polish national soccer team, which was given to me at the Trade Association a few weeks ago. Somebody saw me with it today and said, you still got it? Of course I've got it. The soccer scarf is important. And I really think that this organization ought to be thinking about maybe making it possible for Poland to come and play a friendly game against the Sounders. I mean, maybe if you can't get the Polish people, you can get the dance or somebody, maybe our sister city, Gdynia, to come and play here. It would be a real important way to deepen the ties because soccer is international, it's everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Wilson-Bissipol. Please join us right here on the stage for wonderful performances, music, and dances. Let's celebrate Polish culture and traditions. Let's celebrate next 50. Serdecznie zapraszamy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Marzena Lilian-Szlaga. Thank you.
niewiążącym planem może Pani przedstawić?
Donata Tiley, prezes Domu Polskiego w Portland, Oregon.
No, trafiłam dziesiątkę. Proszę powiedzieć, co Pani myśli na temat
plakatu polskiego? Ta wystawa jest wspaniała, po prostu odzwierciedla po prostu naszą wolność ekspresji w plakacie w Polsce i bardzo chętnie chciałabym tą wystawę sprowadzić do nas, do Portland, Oregon, i tak się zastanawiam, czy to nie jest to samo, co ten film dokumentalny prowadzony przez jedną z profesorek z jednego z uniwersytetów.
Nie, tę wystawę organizowała Pani Krzysztof Polacki. A generalnie sam festiwal, jak Pani
Pięknie.
Wy macie tradycję.
Tak.
Po raz pierwszy.
Bardzo ładnie. Co mi się podoba, że dużo jest nowoczesnych rzeczy.
A co Pani sądzi właśnie o tych stoiskach, które tutaj właśnie w tym holu są pokazywane? Czy Portland to właśnie w ten sposób też ten festiwal jest pokazywany, że są różnorodne stoiska, można kupić i sprzedać?
Tak, mamy, ale nie mamy tak dużo nowoczesnych rzeczy, jakie tutaj są wystawiane. Także jestem bardzo mile zaskoczona.
I jak liczna jest kolonia?
Około 3000-5000 osób, także jest dużo, dużo mniejsza niż w Seattle.
No, ale jesteśmy
bardzo pewni.
Tak, jesteśmy blisko siebie, także możemy się wymienić doświadczeniami. Dziękuję Pani serdecznie.
Dziękuję bardzo.
Thank you.
Germany. What are you thinking about this Polish coffee?
I think they're very thought-provoking, and I feel like I have to spend time with each of them to see all of the detail. Beautiful.
And the whole festival?
I just got here. So far, so good. Yes, lovely.
Okay, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Gina Hawkins.
Thank you.
No
właśnie, mam pytanie. Jak Wam się podoba ta wystawa polskich plakatów?
Bardzo nam się podoba. Wiemy, że plakat polski jest słynny w świecie. Nie przyglądałam się każdemu szczegółowo, ale bardzo ciekawe, oczywiście.
Czyli dobrze, że pokazujemy.
Bardzo dobrze. Bez plakatu pokazanego tutaj nie byłby pełny festiwal, oczywiście, że tak.
A jak generalnie festiwal?
Kolega Adam po angielsku mógłby powiedzieć. To jest for Polish Radio Wisła. It goes on the website, right?
Oh.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
How do you like this idea of Polish festival?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think it gives mm-hmm. exposure to the Polish community, for the general community like me. And there's a lot of people here, which is fantastic. The food was good,
the
too.
The food was good, yes. We had latkes, the potato pancakes. Uh-huh. Really good.
Yeah. Yes. I hope to see you guys in 2013.
Oh, yes. Definitely. We would love
yes.
to come back.
We hope that it happens again. I think this
no,
is very successful.
No, and very well organized. Everything is nicely organized. We have a great
Can
time.
You introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, my name's Adam Halpern.
Agnieszka Kwiecińska.
Dziękuję. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rozmawiam z Ewą Budziłowską-Hansen, która pokazuje na pierwszym polskim festiwalu Theater Center swoje prace. Przepiękne, małe pastele, również większe obrazy. I mam pytanie, pani Ewo, jak to się wszystko zaczęło? Od kiedy pani maluje i czy kontynuuje pani tę swoją artystyczną twórczość tutaj w Seattle?
Tak, ja malowałam od dziecka. W Polsce malowałam dużo obrazów. Zaczęłam na Akademii Sztuk Pięknych w Gdańsku, ale potem się przeniosłam na architekturę krajobrazu w Warszawie, ale cały czas zawsze malowałam. I tutaj, jak się przeniosłam do Stanów, ponieważ miałam dziecko, siedziałam w domu, zaczęłam malować i malowałam duże portrety na zamówienie i tym się właśnie zajmowałam. No i dalej kontynuuję, teraz w tej chwili zaczęłam robić miniaturki o krajobrazów, łąk, architektury. Praktycznie maluję wszystko, mogę malować zwierzęta, łodzie, krajobrazy. Dużo obrazów było zrobionych na zamówienie, także zostały sprzedane i nigdy ich nie miałam, ale w tej chwili zaczęłam robić małe obrazki, które mogę wstawić. Dziękuję.
No, muszę pani powiedzieć, że te miniaturki są rzeczywiście przepiękne i myślę, że będzie pani miała nabywcy.
Dziękuję
serca życzę.
Dziękuję.
Thank you.
organizatorów, i w tej chwili rozmawiam z jedną z uczestniczek, która przyszła, żeby wzmocnić nasze działania tutaj festiwalowe. I jesteśmy obie,
tak jest,
zaskoczone pozytywnie. No powiedz Renatko, co myślisz o tym?
Ja myślę, że to po prostu szkoda, że to jest pierwszy raz zrobione. Ja myślę, że na przyszłość mamy nauczkę, że musimy się przygotować jeszcze bardziej, bo jest taka popularność w naszych w ogóle kuchni. Nasze panie robią tak wspaniałe, słuchajcie, dzieje tutaj, jak śpiewanie, czy artystyczne, czy nawet ta kuchnia jest tak po prostu rozpytywana, jest rozpytywana. Słuchajcie, przyjeżdżali na pierogi, na gołąbki, na wszystkie, na bigosy, na wszystkie nutruzy. No to się nie da opisać, co to jest. To jest miód w usta, jak to mówią.
Słuchajcie, na przyszły rok tak jest. Podwoić
wszystkiego. Kolejki są poczwórne, słuchajcie. To ja tego czegoś takiego nie widziałam. Ja widziałam różne festyny, ale nasz jest rozpytywany. Ta polska Europa, słuchajcie, to bije górą. Więc biało-czerwoni, do przodu, tak jest, bijmy wszystkich.
Dziękuję
i na kuchnię.
Dziękuję.
Nie ma za to i pomyślności na przyszłość.